People recall different things about their school days. Their locker numbers, the big game, their best friend's laugh. As a member of the Sikh faith raised in Los Angeles, I remember mornings spent watching my father tie his turban before heading for work, and the first grade boys who made fun of my long black braid. I also have a lasting memory of a Christian periodical called Upper Room. A teenager at the time, I was studying at a Protestant boarding school in India. There, copies were scattered throughout the chapel where we gathered for prayers. The little magazine told stories written by people from all over the world. There was a story for each day, typically from a reader who'd been through tough times and was reminded of God's love and benevolence while completing a daily chore. Each month, I would devour the entire text from cover to cover the day it arrived. My interest was less in the spirituality of the stories than where they came from. Iowa, Nebraska, Kentucky, Kansas. Far from my family, I was hungry for any slice of home, any familiar city name or American turn of phrase. These writers became my friends and my teachers, reminding me to think of God in the smallest of ways. This summer, as I drove across the country from New York to San Francisco, I passed through places whose names rang a bell. At first, I couldn't recall where I'd seen them. But then I remembered. Good Christians in each of those towns had nourished my homesick soul all those years ago, half a world away. I felt closer to people in all those towns, my fellow Americans, who I'd never met. Today, in a world at war over faith, where many devout patriots regard people who look like my father or brother as an enemy, in the aftermath of a presidential campaign fraught with race and religion, I find myself wondering whether people will ever understand how it was that a Sikh American teenager learned about her country, her beliefs, and yes, even about her own guru from a Christian storybook. With The Perspective, I'm Neha Singh Gohil.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.